奉耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续来分享但以理书第八章里面的信息。
We continue to share on the book of Daniel chapter 8.
但以理书里面有两个意象。
There are two visions in the book of Daniel.
第一个意象就是两只羊的意象，公绵羊与公山羊的意象。
The first one being the vision of the ram and also the male goats.
那么从这个意象当中，天使把它分出来，讲解另一个意象。
And from this vision, the angel elaborated to add on upon another vision.
因为在这个两只羊当中，突然间出现一个小角的事情。
And that's regarding the matter about between these this ram and this goat. There is one little horn that emerged.
那么这个小角所出现的时候，它所做的事情就是在第九节到十二节的内容。
When the little horn emerged, then the things that it did started from verse 9 to verse 12.
那么天使就把这段的内容告诉但以理说，这是2300日的异象所要发生的事。
The angel told Daniel that this is the vision regarding the vision of the 2300 days.
那么我们就根据天使所讲解的把这段事情所发生的事称为2300日的异象。
Therefore, we would like to discuss on this vision, which I call the matters of the 2300 days.
好，我们看但以理书的第八章。
We look at Daniel chapter 8.
13节到14节。
Verse 13 to 14.
请念。
Verse 13. Then I heard a holy one speaking, and another holy one said to the certain one who was speaking, How long will the vision be concerning the daily sacrifices and the transgression of desolation, the giving of the above the sanctuary and the host to be trampled underfoot? Verse 14. And he said to me, For 2300 days, then the sanctuary shall be cleansed.
看过了那个小角出现的意象过后。
And after seeing the vision of the little horn,
那么但以理他就听见两位天使在对话，在讲话。
Then he overheard the angels speaking to each other.
其中一位天使问那个说话的天使。
The one angel asked the question, the angel who was speaking.
他说这个行毁坏的、除掉长线的、祭的、践踏圣殿的这个意象要到什么时候呢？
So how long will this vision be about this sacrifices and transgression of desolation?
十四节，那位说话的天使就回答说，要到2300日，圣殿就会洁净了。
Then the angel who was speaking answered that it was for 2300 days before the sanctuary shall be cleansed.
那么到二十六节的时候。
At verse 26.
天使说，这个所说2300日的意象，这是真实的。
And this vision regarding 2300 days is true.
但是你要将这个2300日的意象呢封住。
But you have to seal up this vision.
为什么呢
？For what?
因为这关乎到幕后还有很长久的时间，还有很多的日子。
Because this refers to many more days in the future.
简单说，这个2300日的意象就是当小角出现的时候所发生的小角所做的事情。
In simple words, this vision regarding the 2300 days is things which are performed by the little horn.
那么这个小角对圣殿的践踏，这段时间有2300日这么长久。
And the period of time where this little horn will trample the sanctuary or the holy temple will last for 2,300 days.
上回我们看到但以理这两只羊的意象是吗？上一次。
In the last session, we looked at the vision of the two, the ram and the goat.
一只是公绵羊，就是波斯帝国。
The first one being the ram, referring to the kingdom of Persia.
那另一只就是公山羊，就是希腊帝国。
And the second goat being Greek kingdom.
突然，但以理看见公山羊最强大的角突然间折断了。
And suddenly, this male goat, its large horn was suddenly broken.
那就是亚历山大大帝突然间在最强壮、强盛的时候死亡了。
That referred to the demise of the great king Alexander the Great.
后来当他死的时候呢？有四个角从这个大角当中伸出四个角来。
And at his demise after he died, four other smaller horns grew out of this broken horn.
原来就是当亚历山大大帝这个非常的角死的时候，四个将军趁机会将希腊帝国分成了四个国家。
Turned out that after Alexander the Great, this great king died, four generals took over his kingdom, and this kingdom was divided into four.
这些都是历史的记录。
These are all historical facts.
都按历史都按照圣经的预言已经应验了，也实在是这样的应验。
Our history has already told us that this has come to be fulfilled.
那在天使的解释，两只羊的意象中也是这样的解释。
And the same way the angel explained to Daniel about this goat and this ram.
那这样哦，这样看起来，那这个意象的重点在哪里呢？
And looking at this, what is the main message of this vision?
两只羊的意象的重点在哪里呢？
The main message of this vision of the ram and the
goat. 原来重点就是在这个四角中，其中一个角长出小角出来，这个就是整个意象的重点。
The main message of the entire vision is about out of these four horns that grew out, had a little horn that sprang out from it.
两只羊再重要再厉害，也是属世界的，关于世界的事，世界的国度、世界的帝国、世界的君王，
no matter how
都是世界的。
Prominent and how powerful this ram or this goat were, they were all worldly that belonged to the world.
但是当小角出现的时候呢，就不单单关乎世界，它同时更直接的关乎神的国，因为它直接对付神的国的。
But at the appearance of this little horn, it is no longer about this material world only. It is also related or pertaining to the kingdom of God.
当然，它也对付世上的其他的国，世上其他的国。
Of course, it will also rise against other kingdoms in this world.
因此这个小角的出现就有了2300日的这个意象。
Which is why then at the emergence of this little horn, there was the vision of the 2,300 days.
传道讲了这么多，就一直在解释，让你知道，让你明白什么叫做2300日的意象。
I have taken lengthy explanation for you to understand what is this vision of the 2,300 days.
再简单说，2300日的意象就是因为这个小角才有的意象。
And this vision about the 2,300 days was because of this little horn.
那刚才我们已经读了26节，天使说2300日的意象是真的，那一定是真的，确实是真的。
Now the angel said that this which was told is true, and it is indeed true.
就是说会化身的，真的会化身的。
Which means that it will surely happen.
那当主耶稣说到末世圣殿被践踏的时候
，When the Lord Jesus talked about the holy temple in the last days shall be trampled，
有没有？耶稣有没有说过神的殿会被践踏
？Didn't the Lord Jesus say that the temple of God will be trampled？
主耶稣讲这篇道理的时候，他也要我们特别留意但以理书中所说的这个小角。
When Jesus was making mention of this, the holy temple being trampled, he wanted us to also take note of the book of Daniel regarding this prophecy.
这是在记在马太福音书24章。
This is recorded in the book of Matthew chapter 24.
15节。
Verse 15.
耶稣特别提醒我们说，你们看见先知但以理所说的，那行毁坏可憎的在圣地的时候，读这经的人需要会意，需要特别的留意。
Whoever that read this, please understand that this is spoken by the Daniel the prophet, abomination of desolation.
谁是行毁坏可憎的？站在圣地上是谁呀？
Who is this abomination of desolation standing in the holy place?
从但以理书我们就看到，不断出现的就一直在强调的就是这个小角他所做的事。
From the book of Daniel, we can see that it was all regarding the matters done by this little horn.
那么可见的呢，连主耶稣叫我们要留意的时候，可见的这个小角对神殿的破坏，不只是在但以理书的时代，不是
Therefore, since the Lord Jesus asked us to take note of this, it also proves that this vision about the little horn does not last only until the time of Daniel.
同时，他也把破坏神的殿延伸到主耶稣在第二次再临的那个时段。
It also goes to say that the desolation or the destruction of this little horn will last from the time of Daniel to the end times.
也包括了启示录里面所启示的那些圣殿被践踏的情形。
It also goes to revolve around the revelations from the book of Revelation regarding how the temple will be trampled.
那我们看这个小角所做的呢，就超越了时间跟空间。
The thing
没有一个时间的限制。
This little horn would do and has done has transcended time.
这样看起来就很明显的，这是有关灵界的事情了。
Now it goes to show us very clearly that this is pertaining to the spiritual matters.
破坏圣殿在历史上是有这些人物出现，有这些君王出现。
And kings or people who have destroyed or have desecrated the temple have indeed happened in history.
但是里面也有关乎到世界，关乎到邪灵的事情，魔鬼的事情。
But behind all these events that took place, will have direct relationship with the evil spirit, the devil.
那在十六节
，verse 16，
十六节在异象中有声音对加百勒天使说：“你要让丹尼里明白这2300日的异象。”
Now there was a voice in the vision of Daniel asking the angel to make Daniel understand.
那天使就奉神的命，顺服的将这个异象的内容讲解给但以理听。
The angel obeyed the voice of God to make Daniel understand the vision.
那天上一次我们就讲到这十五节了。
We were discussing verse 15 the last
time. 天使就顺服神的命来讲解这个异象要发生的事。
The angel obeyed the voice of God to explain this vision to Daniel.
那么这个异象呢？这位讲解的天使加百勒呢？他把它称为我要指示你的这个意象 这些事情就是恼怒灵王必有的事，叫做恼怒灵王必有的事。我们上回就讲到这里嘛。
Now in the angel Gabriel explained to Daniel and called this vision as the vision regarding the latter time of the indignation.
这种恼怒灵王必有的事特别是关乎到末后的定期，神已经定了这些日期，这些时期。
Referring to these things that shall happen in the latter time of anger and indignation, which is already been set on at a appointed time.
所以2300日的异象不是在但以理时代发生的，不是。
That's to say that this vision about 2300 days will not happen in the time of Daniel.
这里说是关乎末后的定期，是但以理过后但以理过后化身的末后的事情。
Because it is stated here that it will happen in the latter time, which is after Daniel's generation.
所以但以理死后呢，圣殿明明被污秽被践踏，要发生三次。
And after Daniel's death, the holy temple being desecrated, being defiled, this will happen three times.
用分三个时段来发生圣殿被践踏，小脚的践踏圣殿。
That the little horn will trample the holy temple, and this shall happen in three different periods.
第一个时段发生的事情。
The first period
就是在但以理死亡后的三百多年，将近四百年发生的。
That's after nearly 400 years after the death of Daniel.
那就是叙利亚王，也叫做北方王安提阿哥，侮辱圣殿、践踏圣殿的事情。
That's the king of the north kingdom, the kingdom of Syria, Antiochus, has defiled and desecrated the holy temple.
这件污秽圣殿的事发生在主前168年。
And this happened in 160 BC.
那也是但以理讲预言过后呢，看异象过后呢，大概好将近四百年后发生的事。
That's about around 400 years after Daniel saw this vision or had died.
那这个事件呢，那个安提阿哥啊，他将猪杀在这个祭坛上献祭，用猪献祭给神啊，他故意的侮辱神，羞辱神。
This Antiochus intentionally offered pigs or unclean animals to this to desecrate or to defile the holy temple.
这个摩西的律法，神的律法，猪是不圣洁的，连刺都不可以。那怎么可以把它献给神呢？他就是故意的。
By the law of Moses, these pigs are seen as the symbol of unclean animal, and they are not even allowed to eat it. And yet, it has been offered in the holy temple.
这是他。污秽圣殿的第一件事。
And this is the first matter of how he disgraced or he desecrated the holy temple.
第二件事。
Secondly,
他将猪血撒在圣殿的各角落，用猪的血污秽整个圣殿，到处去污秽。
He also smeared the blood of pigs around the holy temple.
那是也是故意的。
He also did that intentionally.
第三件事。
Thirdly,
他在圣殿里面设立偶像来祭拜。偶像设立在神的殿里面来拜。
He erected idols in the holy temple for worship.
这也是故意的。
That's also intentional.
每一件事情都是直接的亵渎天上的真神。
Every action that he took was directly to blaspheme God.
那第四件事是什么呢？
What was the fourth thing?
第四件事哦，他将圣殿旁边的祭司物啊，那个会幕的旁边就是祭司住的屋子，知道吗？那个祭司所住的都围住整个圣殿的。他将祭司的屋子改成妓女院，叫人家去那边淫乱。去找妓女，就在圣殿旁边祭司的房屋里面改成妓院。
Now he also turned the houses or the place of residence of this priest, which are located around the holy temple, into a place of harlotry, where the prostitutes were.
真的是把圣殿改成鬼魔的窝啊！鬼魔污秽之灵的巢穴啊！有淫乱啊，有偶像啊，有猪血啊，有乱七八糟的东西啊！那真的是把神的殿变成贼，不是贼窝，污秽的窝，污秽之灵的窝。
Now he literally transformed the holy temple into the nest of evil spirits, where it is full of idolatry, evil, and also unclean, pig's blood.
这是但以理死后的三百多到四百年发生的事。
And this is an event that took place 300 or 400 years after Daniel's death.
这个就是小角所做的事了。
This is one of the things that the little horn would do.
那如果你要再清楚，你就从九节开始读到十二节，你自己读了。
If you want to be clearer with this, you can read from verse 9 to verse 12.
那第二次发生在什么时候呢？
What was the second period?
第二次发生在主后，主耶稣升天后，七十年，罗马王帝的罗马王子提多将军带领他的军队毁灭耶路撒冷。
The second period took place about 70 AD after the death of Jesus, where the prince of Rome, also called General Titus, leading the army of Rome.
那他特别用火来焚烧这个圣殿。
He intentionally set fire on the holy temple.
就在主后七十年，这个犹太人的圣殿啊，圣经我们常常看到的那个圣殿啊，完全被毁灭，连一块石头也没有跌在上面，应验主耶稣说的，连一块石头都没有跌在上面。这个是主后七十年发生的事。
And this event that took place at 70 AD, was an utter destruction of the holy temple until there was not even one stone that was left unturned. This fulfilled the prophecy of Jesus Christ.
那为什么会连一块石头都不会跌在上面呢？为什么？
And why is it that not even one stone would be left unturned on the holy temple?
原来圣殿都是用黄金打造嘛，有些有很多用 有黄金哦。打造的那些器皿啊，那些装饰啊，那用火焚烧的时候啊，用火烧的时候，那个黄金熔掉哦，就留在那些石头缝里面。那些罗马兵啊，为了要得到这些黄金，把一块石头一块石头这样撬开拆开啊，拿那些黄金。结果因为这样，真的连一块石头都没有跌在上面。都被拆到干干净净啊，彻彻底底。
In the structure or the architecture of the holy temple, and most of it was been done or been built with gold, and also with a lot of golden articles. And when it was been destroyed and set on fire, the Roman army also took away all these golden parts or articles, and until there was nothing left on the holy temple.
这件事情在主耶稣在世的时候就已经讲过了。那因为门徒说，主啊，你看这个圣殿多大，好像很堂皇，很骄傲啊。耶稣说，将来一块石头也不会打在上面。结果七十年后真的这样。
And indeed, this was prophesied by Jesus Christ when he and his disciples went into the holy temple, and the disciples marveled at how beautiful this temple was. And then he said that this temple will have no stone left unturned in the future.
这第一次跟第二次都已经发生过，已经过去的事。
And this first and the second period have passed.
那第三次圣殿要被践踏是在什么时候呢？
So when will be the third period when the holy temple will be trampled?
那么你就要看启示录十一章。
Then you have to read Revelation chapter 11.
将来主耶稣再临之前，圣殿要再次的被践踏42个月，就是三年半。
In the days before the second coming of the Lord Jesus, the Holy Temple will be trampled for 42 months, which is about 3.5 years.
这段时间，教会的圣工完全停顿。
In this period of time, the holy work of the church will cease completely.
传道人也被杀死了，圣工也停了，传道人被杀，也就是工圣工复音全部停止了。
The witnesses of God or the preachers would have been slain, and the holy work will stop.
这是第三次圣殿要被毁。被践踏的这个预言。
This is the prophecy regarding the third period of time where the holy temple will be trampled.
那第三次圣殿被践踏的也是小脚要做的事。
And this third period of time where the holy temple will be trampled is the doing of this little horn.
因此小脚在圣经里面有很多复杂的解释。
And therefore, these matters regarding the little horn have very, very difficult, very confusing explanation.
你可以去解释，在某段时间发生是指某某人、某某人、某某皇帝、某某人。
You can also explain that the little horn as someone.
可是，它又可以延伸到主后的事情，甚至主耶稣末日的来临的时候。
And it can also be prolonged until the things in the future after Jesus Christ.
那在但以理书最少有出现三次，预言小脚的事。
And in the book of Daniel, there were at least three prophecies regarding this little horn.
传道解释一下，让大家更进一步了解是小脚的时段。
Allow me to explain to you a little bit regarding the time point or the timeline of this little horn.
你注意看七章第八节。这个有一个小脚出现。
Take note on chapter 7, verse 8, regarding this little horn.
我正观看这些脚，见其中又长起一个小脚。先前的脚中有三脚在这个脚前，连根被它拔出来。这脚有眼，像人的眼，有口说夸大的话。这个七章八节的小脚呢，跟八章九节的小脚是不同的。是不一样的脚来的。
Daniel chapter 7 verse 8 about this little horn and comparing to chapter 8 verse 9 is these are different little horns.
你注意看七章八节的小脚是从十个脚出来的，十个脚。
Take note that chapter 7 verse 8 this little horn emerged out of the 10 other horns.
那这个小脚呢，七章的小脚呢，是在罗马帝国时代出现的，罗马帝国跟那个十个国末世出现的。
Now this little horn in chapter 7 verse 8 is this little horn that emerged during the time of the Roman Empire together with these 10 other kingdoms.
这样你要抓清楚哦。
Now you have to be clarified.
它的时间点不一样了，它是从罗马帝国出来的哦。
This is a little horn emerging out of the Roman Empire.
那第八节，第八章第九节的是从希腊帝国出来的哦，不是罗马帝国。
While chapter 8 verse 9, this little horn was emerging out of the Grecian or the kingdom of Greece.
而且它是从四个角长出来的，它不是从十个角出来的，它是从四个角出来的。
This little horn sprang up from other four other horns, but not 10 other horns.
这个是但以理书八章九节。
And this is Daniel chapter 8
verse 9. 这样你就会清楚了，原来两个角是不同啊，不同时段的。
Now you are clarified.
不同时间，不同时段的。
This different time point that these little horns appear.
也不同帝国的，不同的。
Also in different dynasties.
但所做的事情是一模一样的。
But the things that they do are the same.
就是对付神的国的，就是侮羞辱神、亵渎神的。
That's to oppose and blaspheme and also desecrate.
那一直到我们将来不久我们要学习的十一章。
And in chapter 11, which we are learning.
三十一节
，verse 31，
这里又再出现一个小脚，又在重复小脚所做的事。
Another little horn emerged.
请看十一章的三十一节
，chapter 11 verse 31。
他必兴兵，这兵必亵渎圣地，就是保障除掉长线的番祭，设立那行毁坏可憎的。十一章第三十一节的。又是一个小脚所做的事情。
This also refers to the things done by the little horn.
亵渎圣地，行毁坏可憎的事，在殿里面。
Defile the sanctuary and also as an abomination of desolation.
所以我们就看到这个但以理书的小脚，有些人就混乱了，把它掺杂了，讲不清楚了。
And when we look at this little horn in the book of Daniel, some people are confused and have confused with the sequence.
那我的理解
But my understanding.
十一章说的小脚，原来十一章，请注意，十一章是补充七章，也补充八章的内容。十一章是补充七章跟八章的内容。
Take note that chapter 11 serves to add on the content of chapter 7 and 8.
当然，它也包括了七章的小脚，也包括了八章的小脚在里面。
And the little horn in chapter 7 is also inclusive of the little horn in chapter 8.
因此，十一章三十一节的小脚，它是多层面的预表，多层面重复的小脚。
And therefore, chapter 11, verse 31, this little horn represented here is a multi-level or multi-fold parallel representation.
或简单的说，这个十一章的小脚是各个小脚的总和体、结合体。
Therefore, simply put, this little horn in chapter 11 is a combination of all other little horns.
它是七章小脚的代表。
It is the representation of all these little horns in chapter 7,
也是八章小脚的代表。
And also representation of the little horn in chapter 8.
也是主后七十年毁灭圣殿的那个代表。
Also representing the destruction of the Holy Temple in 70 AD.
也是将来末日启示录说的教会要被践踏的那个小脚，要所做的事。
Also referring to the little horn, the things that done by little horn in the last days in the Holy Temple.
这样我觉得比较不会冲突，比较不会混乱跟复杂。
I believe that this can clarify some of the confusion.
所以你不能够只限定说小脚就是这个人。
You cannot limit this little horn to be a certain individual.
其实小脚践踏教会的事情每个时代都发生，今天也在发生。
And in fact, the acts and the doings of the little horn, trampling the holy temple of God, happened in every era.
可能你没有觉得这有这么严重而已。
Perhaps you don't find it too severe.
好像在我们真耶稣教会。
For example, in the True Jesus Church.
有人讲到鼓励我们不用再举行洗脚礼，你说是不是在羞辱神？
And
你是不是在做小脚的洁身呢？不用洗脚礼了，反对洗脚礼。
There were sermon speakers who shared that we should not have to conduct feet washing anymore. Isn't that a form of abomination or opposing God's word?
在真教会里面，先导说真教会不是唯一得救的教会，其他的都可以得救的。请问这个是不是在破坏神的殿，在羞辱神的殿，羞辱神的真理，是不是
？And some of them also preach that we are not the only true church, and isn't this also defiling the holy temple?
他是主啊，他可以更改神的律法吗？他可以改变主耶稣的真理、主耶稣的吩咐吗？他可以吗
？Who are they to change the words and the law of God?
可是他在讲台上就这样讲呀，这样宣布呀。
And yet they came to the pulpit and preached this way.
我要问的，请问这个算不算是小脚在羞辱践踏神的殿？是不是小脚在更改神的律法？是不是
？And let me question you: Isn't this the doing of the little horn where it desecrated and defiled the holy temple？
这不是发生在以前就是这几年发生的事，在我们真耶稣教会里面的。
These are not the things of the long past. It just happened recently.
所以小脚的角色是一直重复的，在每个时段都会发生，都会出现。只要你留意，你心里存敬畏神的心，你就会发现到。
Therefore, the role of this little horn will continue to happen and will repeat itself in every generation.
如果你心里没有敬畏神，你在沉睡，你带着沉睡的信仰，没有这么严重啦，只是讲讲而已啦，就这样过，蒙蒙擦擦这样带过咯。教会被践踏了，你不知道；神的殿被羞辱了，你不知道；神的律法已经被改变了，你不知道。你当成是平常事，你在睡觉呀。
If your faith is one that does not fear God and is sleeping, and you will not be aware of whether the church of God or the work of the holy temple of God has been defiled, has been trampled, has been changed.
为什么今天传道讲到这一段呢？
Why am I making mention of this?
就是跟你讲，但以理书小脚七章、八章、十一章都在出现的，你会搞困的。其实我们不用搞困，凡是小脚出现的，就是抵挡真神的。就是修建大圣殿的就对了。
That's to clear the air, and in case you will be confused with the little horns in chapter 7, chapter 8, and chapter 11, and just be clear that all these little horns, they do the same thing.
那回到但以理书七章八章。
Back to Daniel chapter 8,
十九节
verse 19.
这一切事情天使说这些都是惹起神恼怒，以致到神的愤怒完毕的事情。
The angel
惹起神的愤怒，以致到神的愤怒。 完毕啊，才有的事情。
All his doings will only provoke the anger and the indignation of God until during the latter time.
啊，那而且这种神的愤怒哈，这里称为哦，必有的事。必定会有的事，神一定会有这样的愤怒。
And this indignation will surely come to happen, and this is what shall happen.
那这种神的愤怒呢，一直要到神的旨意，神的愤怒，怒完了，才会停止，才会结束。
And this time of anger of God, indignation of God, will only end at an appointed time, set by God.
关于神的愤怒，到他发完怒才停止呢？耶利米先知已经有解释过了。
After the indignation of God has been finished, and this has been explained by Prophet Jeremiah.
请看耶利米书的30章。
Return to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30.
现在传道在解释什么叫做恼怒临完必有的事。
I'm trying to explain to you this matters regarding the time of indignation that shall happen.
请大家翻开耶利米书30章。
Return to Jeremiah chapter 30,
23-24节
verse 23-24.
看啊，请注意读啊。
Take note.
看啊，耶和华的愤怒好像暴风已经发出，是扫灭的暴风，必转到恶人的头上。24节。
24.
耶和华的烈怒必不转消。
The anger of God will not return.
什么时候会转消呢？
When will it return?
直到他心中神心中所拟定的成就了，直到他的旨意成全了。
Until he has done it, until he has performed the intents of his heart.
那末后的日子你们要明白。
In the latter days, you will consider it.
这里一共有九件重点要我们注意的。
There are 9 important points in these 2 verses.
第一，神叫我们要留心看这件事情。看这个事情的发生。
Firstly, the Lord God wants us to behold with a great caution.
就是恼怒临完必有的事。
And these are the things in the time of the indignation of God.
所以一开始23说，看啊，你们要看啊，要认真的看啊，要留心的看啊。
Therefore, it says, behold in verse 23.
神叫我们看。
God asks us to behold.
那你看什么呢？
What do you behold on?
看啊，神的愤怒，看到吗？第二个重点就是神耶和华的愤怒。
The fury of God.
神叫我们要看他的愤怒，要看神的愤怒。
Behold the Lord God's fury.
你不想看也得看。
You don't want to look at it, but you have to look.
因为没有人能够逃脱神的愤怒的，你不想看神的愤怒，你也得看。
And because no one can escape the fury of God, even though you don't want to.
你以为你不想看神的愤怒，你不要看神的愤怒，神就不会愤怒吗？你就不会遭受到神的愤怒吗？
You don't think that you want to close your eyes and not to look at the fury of God, you will not face the fury of God.
当日那些人都躲在山里面，山洞里面，不敢见神的面，不要见神的愤怒，他还是要见。你不想看也要看。
The time will come when people will hide themselves in the caves.And trying to avoid the fury of God.
第三个，神的愤怒好像什么呢？
And what is the fury of God likened to?
这里说神的愤怒好像暴风。
Here it says the whirlwind of the Lord.
那暴风就绝对不是和风，也绝对不是春风，更不是秋风。
This whirlwind is not a very serene wind or a spring wind or the autumn wind.
这个神的愤怒好像暴风是可怕的暴风。
But the fury of God is likened to this fearsome whirlwind.
第四个重点。
Fourthly.
那神这个愤怒的暴风什么时候发出来呢？什么时候有呢？
When will this whirlwind of fury of God appear?
这里说，耶利米先知说，这个神的暴风啊，愤怒的暴风已经发出了。
And Prophet Jeremiah said that it has already happened.
啊，已经发出了咩？为什么我们今天还是很平安呢？哪里有发出呀？
Really, has it already happened? We are living in so much peace.
圣经讲的话，神启示先知的是不会错的。
Whatever the Lord God revealed to the prophet is right.
也不会冲突，也不会说有斗不起来的。
It will not contradict, it will stand.
圣经先知按照神的旨意说，启示说，神的愤怒已经发出了，已经出来了。
By the will of God, and this Bible has already revealed to us that this fury has gone forth.
那为什么我们今天还这么平安呢？圣殿还没有真正的被践踏呢？为什么呢？
How is it that we are still living in so much peace and the holy temple is not being trampled yet?
原来是因为神的怜悯，神的怜悯，神的爱，暂时，阻挡，暂时把这个神的愤怒，延长，延后。
Turned out that it was because of the mercy, love, and compassion of the Lord God that has prevented this time.
其实已经出来了。
In fact, it has already gone
forth. 但是被神硬硬的 stop 掉。
But the Lord God has put a stop to it.
我们可以参考启示录的第七章这件事情。
We turn to Revelation to refer on this.
你看七章。
Chapter 7.
一节到三节。
Revelation 7 verse 1.
这件事情可以解释、哦、这个暴风已经发出了，但是被神停止了。
This explains to us that this whirlwind has already gone forth, but it has been pressed down by God.
七章一节说、我看见有四位天使站在地的四角。
Chapter 7 verse 1, four angels standing in the four corners of the earth.
这个四位天使是掌管天的四风的。
And these four angels took charge of these four winds of the earth.
它降风不吹在地上，不吹在海上和树上。
And it controlled the wind that it should not blow on the earth.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为第二节的答案出来了。
The answer is in verse 2.
因为这四个天使看到另一个天使从日出之地出来。
And another angel ascended from the east.
那么这个天使呢，手里拿着神的永生的印。
This angel had a seal of the living God.
就像那四位能够伤害地和海的，能够伤害这个宇宙的，那个四位天使喊大声喊说，不可以伤害，不可以伤害，停。
Now with a
loud, 等一下。
With a loud voice, this angel cried out to the four angels, to whom they were able to harm the earth and the sea.
这四个天使已经准备了，已经接到神的命令了。
These four angels were ready to harm the sea.
可是有一位天使出来说，等一下，等一下。
But another angel came to stop them.
等我们应了我们神众仆人的神的功还没有完成，要赶快打印，要跟神的儿女们打印，打完印才伤害。
Stop, do not harm the earth or the sea until we have sealed all the servants of our God.
所以这个意象，第七章，起初七章的意象，可以解释神的愤怒已经发出，那为什么停止下来？
Now chapter 7 in the book of Revelation explains to us why is it that the fury of God has already gone forth and yet we don't see it because it's been pressed down.
那我要解释的是什么？
Why am I trying to explain?
神的话一定是准确，不会冲突的，不会说发出了又没有，不会的，是已经发出，但因着神的怜悯跟爱，暂停一下。
I'm trying to
把那个愤怒吼硬硬的停下。
Elaborate to you that the fury of God has
暂停哦，不是完全停哦，暂停。
Has already indeed gone forth, but it did not contradict because the Lord God has commanded them to stop for now.
这样明白吗？
Do you understand?
再回到刚才那个耶利米书三十章，回到那边去。
We go back to Jeremiah chapter 30.
那么第真的这个神的愤怒哦，这个暴风啊，当他发出的时候，他用什么姿态？怎么样的形式来出现呢？怎么样发出呢
？In what form or in what state did this whirlwind of the fury of God come about？
耶利米书三十章的二十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 23。
这个暴风发出的时候呢，是用毁灭的暴风这个形式、这种形态出现的。
And the state of which this whirlwind came about was violent and destructive。
所以这个神的愤怒也叫做扫灭的暴风。
And this is also the whirlwind that will destroy and fall violently.
扫灭的暴风的意思说，它一经过，把一切所有就扫到干干净净，扫到一无所有，叫做扫灭的暴风。
This whirlwind that will fall violently is the sweeping winds that will sweep across the whole land wherever it passes.
它不来那还 OK， 它一来全部扫光。
As soon as it arrives, and everything will be swept clean.
一切都归于无有，没有存留的。
All things will be swept clean, and nothing will be left.
神的愤怒就是用这样暴风呢，就是用这样的形态出现，这样的形式出现。
The fury of God will appear in this manner, in the form of this great whirlwind.
那么再来第六个重点。
The sixth important point.
第六个重点，那么请注意哦，这个暴风呢？它会转移目标的哦，它会改变方向，转移目标的哦。
Take note that this whirlwind may spin away or may change its direction.
它转去哪里呢
？Where shall it change?
去这里二十三节说，这个扫灭的暴风呢，必会转到恶人的头上去。
And now, chapter verse 23 says that it will sweep and change its course of direction to fall on the head of the wicked.
本来是说神对以色列民、哦、对神的国、哦、愤怒，因为神的儿女、哦、背叛他
And initially,
不听从他，不顺服他。
this wrath of God or this fury of God was provoked against the people of Israel who have denied him or opposed him.
那既然世界的人不信他不背叛他要属圣要审判那审判就从神的家开始我们先开始。
Now that the people of the world have also opposed God and do not keep his commands, judgment will come upon people from the household of God.
但是呢这个神的愤怒神的审判突然间转向了。转向那些恶人的头上去了。
But suddenly, this whirlwind of the judgment of God took a change in its course of direction towards the wicked.
啊，那恶人必有大祸临头了，转到恶人的头上，神要审判恶人呐。
Now this is a time of great trouble upon the wicked.
这个世界很多恶人，作恶的人。
Now our world is full of the wicked.
你不要再看那些打领带、讲话很斯文啊，好像很有礼貌的呀。在神来看，他们也是恶人来的呀。
Don't think that anyone dressed in suit would not be wicked, and in the eyes of God, many of them already are.
同时，神审判恶人的时候，也就是替义人伸冤的时候。
And in the judgment of God against the wicked, it is also a time that God will vindicate for the righteous.
这个是恼怒临完必有的事的第六个重点。
This is a sixth important point in a time of indignation of God.
那第七个重点是什么呢
？The seventh point.
注意哦。
Take note.
当神对啊，神对恶人的啊，神的烈怒必不转消。
The fierce anger of the Lord will not return.
特别是对恶人来说
，especially against the wicked.
神对他发怒的时候，神这个怒气不会转消的。
When the anger of God has been aroused against them, it will not stop.
那意思是什么呢
？What does that mean?
意思是这个时候哦，你不要以为神会怜悯你。你不要以为神是慈爱的啊！你讲主啊，原谅我啊，这边是我自我知道了，然后就蒙喜了，就天下太平了，没有这样的事情。
And when the time comes, this is a time that you do not expect God to show mercy or become compassionate suddenly, and your judgment will not be turned away.
因为刚刚说那个神的风要转到恶人头上，突然间就讲神的怒气不会转消，我对他们是不会转消的。
As we just elaborated in the previous verse, that the whirlwind would have been turned away, and now God said that his anger will not be turned away.
那么神不会再怜悯这些恶人，不会再给这些恶人机会，不会再给他们恩典了，不会。
Which goes to say that the Lord God will not grant them another chance, will not grant them any more mercy or compassion.
这个是我们大家要注意的事情。
This is something we must take note.
看那二十四节啊
，24.
神的烈怒必不转消啊。
The anger of God will not return.
已经。讲很清楚了，我不会停止的。
Very clearly stated, he will not stop.
那就是说没有机会悔改的啦。
Which means there's no more opportunity for you to repent.
到这个时刻的时候，已经没有机会悔改。现在还有，现在还可以。
Now you still
那时已经没有了的了。
Now you can repent, but when the time comes, when this time comes, you cannot repent anymore.
这是必会有的事情。
This will surely happen.
这是神的愤怒来的。
This is the anger of God.
一直要到他的愤怒。发到结束为止，发到他的愤怒不再愤怒为止。
The anger of God will be aroused and will only finish when it finishes.
第八个重点。
8.
那神的愤怒什么时候才会停止呢
？When will the anger of God be finished?
连恶人要求他赦免、原谅都不会停止，那什么时候停止呢
？Even the wicked have repented and it will not even end. When will it end?
这个就是它的重要性，也是它的关键性的问题。
And this is a very critical question.
请看这个二十四节
，verse 24。
直到神的心中所拟定的成就了，神的计划、神的旨意成全了。
Until God has performed the intents of His heart.
如果神的旨意还没有成全，神的旨意还没有满足，那么就不会停止。
Before the will of God or the intents of His heart has been fulfilled, it will not stop.
当神的计划达到了成全了，神的旨意满足了，就停了，那他的愤怒也停了。
When the plan of God has been achieved and His intents and His will have been fulfilled, satisfied, then it will stop.
但是什么时候神的旨意会满足，会成全，会满足呢
？When will the intents of His heart be fulfilled?
世界已经没有了。
It is until the end of the earth, the world.
这才能够满足神的公义，满足神的圣洁，满足神的愤怒。
This only is able to fulfill the requirements of the righteousness of God.
因为神的计划到最后就是新天新地的出现，天国的出现。
But the plan of God, it is after the end of the world that the new heaven and the new earth will emerge.
那时才能够满足神的旨意啊，神的旨意才算是大功告成，神的整个计划才能够大成功啊。天国都还没有出现，怎么样成功？
right.
到天国出现的时候，就是世界末日了，哪还有世界？已经没有世界了喽，没有了。
This is when the intents of God's heart will be fulfilled, where the heavenly kingdom will emerge, the new heaven and new earth will come down, and it will only happen after the end of our world.
那到时那个神的愤怒也停了，也不需要愤怒了，因为结束了嘛。
And there's no need for
天国出现了。
Any more fury of God after that, because it has ended and the heavenly kingdom has arrived.
这个是恼怒临完必有的事的第八个重点。
That's the eighth important point in the time of the indignation of God.
第九个重点是什么呢？
The ninth important point.
看下去。
We read on.
末后的日子你们要明白啊。
In the latter days, you will consider it.
这计划里面有两个重点要给神的儿女们的。
There are two important points for our children of God.
第一，
Firstly,
这些恼怒临完必有的事，请问谁要明白？
Who should understand the matters of the time of the indignation of God?
谁要明白神这种愤怒的事情？
Who should understand the anger of God?
那就是我们。
Us.
你们要明白，这个你们是指神的儿女，是指以色列人。
And who shall consider this? These are the children of God.
所以这件事情不是外邦人知不知道没有关系，不关他们的事啊。
Whether the Gentiles need to understand or not, it has nothing to do with them.
神是讲给我们知道的，神是讲给我们听的呀。
God is now telling us.
所以谁要明白神愤怒的事情？
Who should understand the matters of the anger of God?
圣经说，你们要明白，神的儿女们要明白，真耶稣教会的信徒要明白。
The Bible tells us that the children of God, the members of the true Jesus Church, ought to understand.
因为我们不是外邦人，我们是神家里面的人。
We are not the Gentiles. We are the members of the household of God.
第二
，secondly，
那我们要在什么时段去明白这件事
？And at what time point should we fully understand this?
要在末后的日子。
In the latter days.
以前你不明白没关系啊。
In the past you did not understand.
现在你一定要明白哦。
And now you have to understand.
因为现在就是末后的日子啊。
Because we are in the latter days.
特别在末后的日子这个时段呢，神说你们一定要明白，特别在这个时期，你们一定要明白。
Especially regarding this period of the latter days, we must consider it, we must understand.
那现在就是末后的时段啊。
We now live in the era of the latter days.
关于现在是末后的时段，我们等下一次讲七十个七的意象的时候就会谈到了。
And the next time we talk about the vision of the 77, this we will talk about this latter days.
就到第九章的时候就会讲到七十个七的意象。
In chapter 9, we will talk about this vision of the 77.
那个就肯定会讲到最后一个七，最后的时段了。末后的日子。
And then we will surely come to discuss about the last part of the latter days.
这就是天使所说的恼怒临完必有的事。
These are the matters that will happen in a time of indignation.
那时间的关系，我直接的来解释2300日的意象的一些细节。
Some details regarding the vision of the 2300.
请看回但以理书的第八章。
We turn back to Daniel chapter 8.
2326节说这个是真的，这个意象是真的。
26 tells us that this vision is true.
好，那要将这个意象封住。
But you have to seal this up.
原因是幕后的这个有关幕后还有很多太久远的事情。
Because
对但以理来说，那还有很久远的事。
Refers to so many days ahead in the far future, distant future.
因为这个意象还没有到应验的时候。
Because in Daniel's,
当时还没有应验的时候。
In Daniel's time, this vision had not come to be fulfilled.
在最快的应验，但以理看着这个意象过后，最快的应验也要等他死后，他将近400年才发生。
The fastest time point where this prophecy would be fulfilled was about 400 years after the death of Daniel.
所以你要将这意象封住咯。
And you have to seal this vision.
那封住原文有隐藏，你要把这个意象好好的藏起来，保管起来。
And in the original text, it also means that you have to hide this or preserve this vision.
意思是将来好好的保管这个意象，将来发生的时候能确实清楚的知道这个预言实实在在。
That's to say that as soon as this event really happens, then they are able to fully understand this prophecy.
这是天使交代但以理要做的事。
And this is one thing that the angel told Daniel to do.
叫他好好的隐藏保管起来。
To seal this vision, to preserve this vision.
将来来对照一下的时候就清楚了，神的话是真实的。
In the future, when it has been compared, you will know the words of God are true.
为什么是2300日呢？
Why 2300 days?
2300日原文是2300个昼跟月，昼夜。
In the original text, this 2300 days refers to 2300 mornings and evenings.
那么原来这有关献祭嘛。
This is with regards to a sacrifice.
因为十一节这个小角要除掉神常献的祭，要阻挡信徒来献祭给神。
Verse 11 tells us that the little horn was to oppose or to destroy the daily sacrifices offered by the people of God.
原来祭司的工作，神交代摩西的律法，早晚都要一天要两次献祭给神，一个是在早上，一个是在傍晚。
By the command of the law of Moses, the people or the children of Israel have to offer sacrifices in morning and in the evening.
所以祭司的工作在圣殿里面，一天里面早晚都要献祭给神的，一个是早晨，一个是夜晚。
Therefore, the duty of the priest of the children of Israel have to offer sacrifices once in the morning, once in the evening.
那是指原来是指两千三百个献祭。2300次的献祭要被停止。
This goes to mean that these sacrifices for 2300 sacrifices would have been stopped.
那么每天有两次哦，2300次的献祭的一半，一天啊，一般都是1500只咯。就是1500只咯，2300的一半就是1500了。
And every day we have got two sacrifices per day. Therefore you divide by two, it is
1,500
days are not referring to the day per se, but it's referring to the number of sacrifices.
是指2300次的献祭给神要停止。
It is a number of 2300 sacrifices that shall be stopped.
那么 你把它砍掉一半因为一天有两次嘛。那如果那这样就只有是1500天喽，1500个日子了。
If we have two sacrifices per day, then we have to divide by two, and it should be around the 1,500 days.
那1500个日子就是3年零2个月。
And this span of 1,500 days would mean three years and two months.
不到三年半。
It's not even three and a half years.
我要解释的重点就跑出来了。
And I'm trying to stress to you this point.
圣经常常说三年半，启示录也常常说三年半，圣殿要被践踏三年半。但是在这个意象里面不够。Now, 不足够三年半。
The book of Revelation revealed to us that the time that the holy temple will be trampled lasts about 3,500 years, and yet this is not fully three and a half years.
那这个减少的日子那是不是神的怜悯？应该是神的怜悯。
Now that it is less than 3.5 years, wouldn't that be the mercy of God? It should be.
那启示录中的数字是非常丰富的象征有非常丰富性的象征性的。
Now the numbers provided in the book of Revelation have very strong symbolic meaning.
我们太注重计算它的时间它的日期日子是不必要的，不必要的。
It is unnecessary for us to be really calculative about the numbers.
那如果你太在意它的日期多少天多少天你所得到的结果，你往往一定会有错漏、有错误、有遗漏，甚至是偏差了。
If you are overly calculative about the numbers provided in the book of Revelation, you would be misled and you would go astray.
但是在网上，在外教会，在神学里面常常要准确的计算多少2300天那个日子，准准都是结果很混乱，很冲突，很莫名其妙。
But you do find a lot of research papers online from the theological scholars in other denominations, and you will find the numbers very confusing.
简单的说，这2300日的时期是说明邪恶的势力虽然会一时得逞，一时好像很风光、很厉害，但是它终于会过去的。
That simply put, that this period of time of 2,300 days, where you will see that evil would prosper, and yet this time of the prosperity of the evil will be very short.
而且它也不够三年半。
It would not even last more for three and a half years.
那显明神的儿女在这个期间2300日的这个期间呢，我们必须要忍耐，唯有忍耐。
And therefore, the elect of God for the period of 2,300 days, we must endure.
所以主耶稣说，忍耐到底的必然得救，特别是在这段时间。
The Lord Jesus said that he who endures to the end shall be saved, and this is especially referring to this period.
It
has nothing to do with your faith. Nothing to do with your love.
这关乎到你有没有忍，你能不能够忍下去，忍耐下去。
It is only the question about whether you can endure.
是啊，你本来很有信心的啊。
You have faith indeed.
你也很有爱心，爱主、爱教会、爱弟兄姐妹，很有爱心奉献的呀。
And yes, you still have love. You offer a lot. You have a lot.
可是在这个时候，你忍不下去啊。
But at this time, you
你受不了，你不能够再忍下去啊。
You can't withstand anymore. You can't bear with it.
那你祷告神又没有派天使来救你，没有呀。
And you pray, but you don't see angels coming to save you.
那怎样救你啊？都已经说明这是被践踏的时间了，都是要被践踏、要被羞辱的了。
How can you be saved? Because this is only the time where the holy temple will be trampled.
那我们就只有在这个时候受苦的时候、受羞辱的时候忍耐而已咯。
忍下去咯，继续的坚持下去咯。 This is a time of great tribulation and suffering where you must endure until the end.
所以不关你的爱心啊。
Nothing to do with your love.
也不关你的信心，不关事啊。
Nothing to do with your faith.
关乎到你有没有忍耐，有没有忍耐到底呀？不是忍一下两下，忍到到底为止。 忍到这个时段结束为止呀。
It is only about how much you can endure. You don't only endure a while. You must endure to the end.
所以你就明白为什么主耶稣说。 忍为度忍耐到底的，唯有忍耐到底的，必然得救。这个时候就是要忍耐。
Now you understand the words of the Lord Jesus, in its full fulfillment, that you must endure to the end. Only then you can be saved.
这是在马太福音书24章13节里面。
It's recorded in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, verse 13.
那么神必会为我们伸冤呐，为我们伸冤。
And then the Lord God will surely vindicate us.
然后圣殿必会洁净。
And the holy temple will be cleansed.
14节，8章的14节。
Chapter 8, verse 14.
这个2300日的圣所就必洁净，天使向丹尼里对，向我们保证，圣殿一定会洁净。
The angel guaranteed to us that after 2,300 days, the sanctuary shall be cleansed.
这是天使的保证。
It is a guarantee of the angel.
圣殿不会这样继续的被羞辱，这样的被践踏，不会。
That the holy sanctuary, the holy temple, will not continue to be defiled and trampled.
它只是有一段时间而已。
It shall only be done so for a period of time.
天使说，圣殿必会洁净，是一个保证。
The angel guaranteed that then the sanctuary shall be cleansed.
Hallelujah, 感谢神。
Hallelujah, we thank God.